And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. Join me, won't you? Yes, I'm broad. Sit on broader than Broadway. And I'm dillin' myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hello, my sweet, gorgeous peoples. Hello, my fabulous friends and luscious lovers. How are they? How art thou? A-E-I-O-U. How the fuck are you, you babies, you cuties, you hot-to-trots? Everybody have a good week? I did. Thank you so much for asking. Thanks for joining me later in the day here on a Tuesday. We always will see you next Tuesday. But today, it took me much longer to escape from Queens, New York, than I thought it would. So it took me a bit longer to get back down to the home stead, to the office here with the plants and the delightful light, the natural light, not the beer that the guys used to drink down south. Anyway, hi everybody. Listen, happy 7-Eleven. If you haven't gotten your free smoothie yet, if it's not 7 o'clock where you live, go get one, because these motherfuckers, remember it used to be, now here's me, I always complain about the free days, like the free donut day, I got very complainy, and then people were like, no, go to Krispy Kreme, they're giving them away. Yeah, they're giving them away because one of those will give you diabetes, so they're in with the doctors. That's what I feel. It's very conspiracy theory, I know. I know! About donuts, Jess? About donuts, friends. Anyway, the 7-Eleven thing, it used to be that all day on 7-Eleven, the date 7-Eleven, July 11th, any date that was 7-Eleven, which was once a year, obviously, come on, where are we living here? All these wild universes and portals. Anyway, that's a different part of the show. So 7-Eleven, you should be able to go out into any of your 7-Elevens from morning till night and get yourself a little slushy for free. But guess what? They decided it was only going to be, and get this, from 11 to 7. First of all, dyslexic at the 7-Eleven, if we're going to have it be only from the times that the thing is for the name of the shop, let's have it start at 7 a.m. Yeah, there's some fools out there that want a fucking slushy at 7 a.m., and I'm not judging. Slurpees. Yes, slushy, slurpee, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know, the ice, baby. Don't make me do that. But it used to be that you could go out at any time of the day, any time of the night, and now it's only from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's not even from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Scratch all that. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So guess what, New York City? We're done. You can't get one in New York City. You can't get one on the East Coast anymore. We are SOL. Shit out of luck. For those of you who don't know. And you know, for those of you who don't know, I did a play recently and they had an expression where they, one of my lines, we were way out in BFE. And I didn't understand what the fuck that was. I thought it was some Midwest, you know, street that we were on. But apparently BFE, bumfuck Egypt. Can we just say it? Anyway, go get your Slurpee on. If you can go get it, go get it. After the show, go get your Slurpee. Speaking of ice, frozen ice, flavored ice, I was at the beach this week a couple of times. I know. Because I live right next. Listen, during the winter, freezing my tits off. As my mother would say, it's colder than a witch's tit. Which, yeah, it's frigid out here. But during the summer, bow, 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 going to the beach, yeah. So I was at the beach the other day, and who is also at the beach? People selling their stuff, right? There's the ceviche ladies, ceviche, which I find very challenging. Like, what a challenge to make. She's like got a Tupperware, ceviche. Okay. Then there's the dudes that have the Corona, and they have Nutcracker, which is kind of like the Russian Long Island iced tea, and it comes in a sack with a, it's like a Capri Sun for groans. That's right, we're groans. And there's the weed guy, you know, edibles, pre-rolled, eighths. And so there's a lot of business going on in the beach. And one of the days that I was there, the business of at hand was the icy guy. It was a Mexican guy with a cart at the ices. You got the rainbow, the cherry, the blueberry. What do you like? The pineapple, the pine, pineapple. So love the icy guy. But he's got some heat on him right now, and he's rolling his big wheels up towards me in my little towel area, and he's like, miss, and I'm like, what, and I get up, I stand up, because I feel like this is an emergency, my brother needs me, what is it, my brother of the beach and the ices, and he's like, hurry, give me the towel, and I'm like, okay, I'm conspiring, you know what I mean? I'm with him now. I'm part of the deal. So I give him the towel, and he drapes the towel over his icy cart. And now it just looks like an icy cart with my towel over it. But he believes that this is going to keep him from getting a ticket from the cops, because the cops are coming on their fucking stupid little, they look like little golf carts. They look like little Pope mobiles, these cops on Brighton Beach. And they're all in there, and it's exhausting. You know, the disgusting exhaust. I get that from my mom. Oh, Jesse, just, it's horrible. It's poisonous, and they're at the beach, and they shouldn't be putting exhaust at the beach. I know, and they shouldn't be trying to give a ticket to my man, the icy man. So he starts to complain to me as the cops are pulling up. He's like, I don't understand. The people here, they sell the marijuanas. They sell the tequilas. They sell the cocaines. And they want to get me for the ticket for the icy. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm on your side. That's why you've got my towel draped over your icy cart, because I'm here protecting you. I will stand up and be like, excuse me, police. No. You know what I mean? This is my icy. This is my man with the icies. Plus, there's like four kids that want to buy a fucking icy right now, and they're all waiting for me to remove the towel like a magician of some sort, David Blaine of the beach. Whasha! And now the children may have ices, but not yet, because these Nazi fucking policemen, get the goddamn off the beach. Let us do what we need to do, especially in Brighton Beach. Brighton Beach, you don't have rules in Brighton. If something bad happens, Russian people, we take care of it. We are from Ukraine, very tough people, very Eastern European. We can take care of whatever is going to happen. Trust me, no icy guy need tickets. Okay, so I was feeling like I had his fucking back. So I kept the towel on there until the police went by. And I was like, man, that's tough business. I mean, I know they're selling a lot, but I don't know if they're selling cocaines. And he's like, no, they're selling the cocaines. And I was like, okay. So, you know, he had all the info. I was like, whatever. But Coney Island, Brighton Beach, it's wild over here. And, you know, we were here for 4th of July. A lot of people come here for 4th of July for the fucking hot dog eating contest. You know, Joey Chestnut. He kept his mustard belt because he's a fucking champion. That's why. Because not for nothing, but he knows who the fuck he is. Fucking Joey goddamn fucking mustard belt champion of the world Chestnut. Hot dog eating fucking genius. So that happened. We had him retain his belt. And I remember I used to work at the hot dog place, Criff Dogs, in the East Village. And I had a guy, his name was Terror. I don't know his real name, but he was a Brooklyn guy, white guy, Irish, how you doing, fucking guy. And he would come in and he'd be like, Jess. And he always had a story for me. So I remember one year he came in, he was cheering, yes, yes. And I said, what is it, Terror? What is it? And he goes, we are the fucking champions. We are the champions. And I was like, what do we win? What do we win? And he goes, Joey Chestnut retained his mustard belt. I was like, fuck yeah, Terror. Now, Terror also would do what he called the Terror Weather Report. And you could call a number, and it was him with the weather report for the day. It's going to be kind of cloudy today. Chance of showers. Humidity is very strong. Like, he was hysterical. And the stories that he would tell me. Now, he was a plumper man, short, Irish, you know, stocky guy. And he fought a lot. He always would get in fights, terror. And he always wanted to tell me the stories of the fights. So one time, and I was always working. And so he'd come to the hot dog place, to Criff Dogs. And he's like, Jess, I got to tell you, I fucking got into a fight with these fucking guys at the bar the other night. Now, let me tell you something. He's also asthmatic. So he'd be telling me this story. He'd be like, I fucking took a pint glass and I was about to fucking over his head. You know, and he'd take like a hit of the fucking, of the asthma inhaler, like it mid talking about the fight, like reenacting his fight. And he was like, and then he's fuck coming around the corner, these fucks. And I go to elbow him and I'm like, you know, and it was unbelievable. So I don't know if I'm more in hysterics from the crazy fight story or if I'm more in hysterics from this guy with his fucking inhaler whose name is Terror, and that's really his name. Like, I don't know him by any other name. Then there was Lumpy. If we want to chat just for a second about Criff Dogs, because I know you guys, a lot of you don't know about my old job when I was working at the counter of Criff Dogs, which was a very fun East Village hot dog place that had graffiti all through the walls and through the walls, all over the walls. We had tables that were video games, like Miss Pac-Man table you could eat at and play. We had, well, even better, we had the office upstairs for a while, and we had a bong in the office. Oh, fuck yeah. Bong hits, and then going to work the counter at the hot dog place, sipping on fucking root beer and Dr. Peppers. I mean, come on. Oh, it doesn't get much better than that. But I remember one time I was smoking in the back, and we had a little yard, and I was smoking a joint back there because it was pouring rain, and usually in the rain, you know, no one's really coming in. So I'm smoking a joint in the rain in the back, and there was no manager there at the time, and I was working with the cook, Calvin, Jamaican dude, and he was like, Jess, the popo is out. The popo is here. And I'm like, oh, shut up, Calvin. Shut up, Calvin. He's so crazy. And he's like, no, Jess, the popo is here. Like, okay. And so I look through there was like a counter where I stood, and then on the other side of the counter, I just see like fucking gun, you know, the belt, the cop belt. And I'm like, oh shit. And I put out the fucking, and this is when weed was quite illegal. Giuliani, thank you very much. And fuck him, fucking Nazi. And I put out the joint in the backyard, and I'm like trying to drink rainwater. Like it's going to make any difference in my scent of a weed woman. But anyway, we also had a manager called Lumpy who worked there. Lumpy, he really looked like his name. He was quite lumpy. And he was a Hell's Angel. And he was so fucked up. He would talk a lot of shit, but he had a speech impediment. So he would be like, he'd say shit like, hey, Jess, I'm saying, when are we gonna fuck? What? I'm saying, Jess, when are you gonna blow me? And I'd be like, even the cook in the back, we had this Mexican, Mauricio, he'd be like, Jesse, ¿cómo se dice? And I'd be like, yo no sé, Mauricio. Fucking, I got no fucking clue, man. And and so Lumpy was something. And then I saw him in the street after he had stopped working for us. And I saw him in the street, and I like ran up to him and I jumped on him. And I was like, hey, cause he was a big old lumpy dude. And I was like, hey, Lumpy, I miss you. And I hugged him. He goes, whoa, watch out. You almost fucking made me drop my gun. I know. Speaking of drugs and craziness, how about that cocaine at the White House? Listen, I want to thank my girl Dahlia for sending me that. Oh, girl. Oh, my God. Hilarious. I have to quote her. I wrote it down because she's so fucking funny. She said, cocaine in the White House? Well, of course it got in. It's white. Shut up. She's so funny. But a lot of you are funny. I see who's out there, you funny asses. But, yeah, cocaine in the White House. And, you know, the one who shall not be mentioned, he is like saying, oh, it's Hunter Biden, he's a big cokehead, blah, 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 blah. But this Fox lady, let me tell you, I did a little looking around, a little research. This Fox lady, she's like, no, it was definitely not Hunter's. Like, she is so adamant about it not being Hunter Biden's cocaine that I feel like, girl, is it your cocaine? Like, did you party in there? And then I keep on digging and reading and reading. Where they found the cocaine is where, when people come to visit the White House, like, you know, just a fool like you or me, you got to empty all your shit. You got to take all your stuff out of your pockets, and you got to get rid of all, you know, you put your keys, like, you got to go through metal detectors. You can't just walk into the White House. Hey, what's up, everybody at the White House? Like, you can't, it's not just like an open, you know, it's not like a bar in your neighborhood. You can't just like cruise on in. So I feel like, this is what I think. Yes, they found cocaine at the White House, but guess what? It was just one of us. It was one of us visiting. We were visiting and we were like, oh, snap. Like when you go to visit somebody in jail, you know, have you ever, I mean, I'm sorry, is that only just me? But you know, when you go to visit somebody in jail and then they're like, do you have any contraband? Empty all your pockets, you know, and you're like, no, no. And then you're like, oh, motherfucker, with that roach in there. I mean, one time I had a boyfriend taken away in handcuffs in Midtown Manhattan. Poor Henry. Henry, he was a fucking great guy. And we were sitting in his, he was an elevator operator. He was an Irishman from Brooklyn. And he had a dog named Lucky. And he's, what he had said was, the least luckiest dog in the world. The most unlucky dog. Anyway, Henry and I were sitting in his work truck for the elevator company in the morning. We were having coffee together before he went to work. And this is not the first time this happened to me. The police thought I was a hooker, and stuff it, compliments all over the place. I mean, I don't know. Is it? Maybe. Hey, what? Come on. But not, right? I was the girlfriend. I'm the girlfriend. It's the boyfriend. He's going to work. We're having some coffee. They're like, get shaved. Tell it to the judge. You know what I mean? Like, cops in New York, they don't give a fuck. They have their idea of what the fuck you're doing. And so they couldn't find anything on us. So they start going through his truck, like just really going through it. And they find this roach that was like, I mean, there wasn't even any weed in it. You know what I mean? It was just like a resin piece of resin paper. And they're like, aha, you know, and they fucking cuff him. And they're like, and you, young lady, if I was you, I'd keep walking, street walking. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you guys. I'm not a hooker. Not the first time. Hey, guess what? My friend Katie, shout out to Katie, letting me stay at her pad for the last bunch of days. And also for giving me this. You guys can get one too, but I'm gonna do it right now for you. You ready? It's 30 seconds, which is longer than you motherfucking think. But watch, y'all just do it with me, okay? Ready? We're gonna do 30 second dance party. What? What? Oh, it's not on. Shit, bitch, what? What? Hey, what? Where are you? Are you dancing? Are you dancing? What? Yeah, it's flashing. Are you listening? Because it's flashing. If you're not watching and you're not, it's still going. What dance move are you going to make now? Oh, you're going to make that move? That's a silly move. Oh, you're chopping? Robot? Oh, then you might want to swim a little. Maybe you're going to go down, do a little dance in your kitchen. And there it goes. And it's over. Then it's over. That's it. It's, you know, we might do it again though. 30 second dance party. Oh my God. How much fun is that? And my friend goes, do you want one? She had like a box of them. She goes, you want one? I was like, fuck yeah, I want one. Who doesn't want a button? 30 second dance party button situation where you could just, you're sitting, you're having some coffee maybe, or maybe you're having a drink. Maybe you're smoking a joint. I don't give a fuck. You're just sitting around at the pool. I don't know what you do with your lives, but you just are sitting there anyway. Get off your phone and have a 30-second dance party. That's me smacking you. That's me with my Bernie Mac black-handing you. That's right. Hey, Madonna. we wish you well. So shout out to Madonna on the show for the, you know, she was sick, man. She was, hey man, cool it. Madonna's sick. Get your shit together. Now, I can't imagine all those Botox shots, all that filter in your fucking face, all that botulism. Oh, she had a bacterial infection? Really? Has anyone thought about what getting all that fucking botulism in your face might give you a, I don't know, maybe there's bacteria in botulism. Anybody? I'm not a scientist, but I will say this. This young lady, Miss Madonna, she was, look, say what you will about this lady, but she's been fucking rocking forever, decades, right? But let's talk about bacteria. This bitch, this is not a slut shame. This is like a hell yes, what, girl, if I had it too, I would have done that. Yeah. Are we losing light here? Hi, everybody. We're losing light. Get the shot. Get the shot. What is she doing? I would like to say Madonna had a lot of sex earlier in her life. That's right. She would, well, the rumor has it, and I like this rumor. Rumor has it that she would get into one of her limousines. I know. Town car. Nice big old tinted windows. And drive around, perhaps to the Bronx, because she liked the Bronx, because she could find someone that looked like Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't even fuck around. This, listen, you know how good-looking people are in the Bronx? Let me just tell you something right now. Like, some people, they come to Brighton Beach, they come to Coney Island, and they're like, oh, look at how good everybody look right here. It's a blonde hair, blue eye, blah, 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 blah. But I go to the Bronx. Oh, my God, papi, mommy. Everybody looks so good. Yeah, that's my pussy. So Madonna, this is all about Madonna, you guys. I was just talking about Madonna. Madonna used to go up to the Bronx in a limo and drive up to dudes and be like, yeah, you're fine. Would you like to go for a ride? Ew. Now, we never heard of her getting hospitalized for any bacterial infections back then. So what's up, y'all? I'd like to call the doctor. Dr. Detroit. No, I'd like to call. What is happening? It's warm in here. It's a little humid in my room right now. I don't have the air on, so I feel like perhaps the oxygen's getting a little. For those of you who are regular watchers, you're like, Jessica, what are you talking about? This is the fuck you, who you are. You think who the fuck you are. Anyway, let me take a sip of water. Gosh, I'm getting a dry mouth over here. Listen, Madonna lovers, let's all just give her a little, say a prayer. Just like a prayer. Ah, I want to take you there. Papa, don't preach, okay? Wanting, needing to justify my love. Do you guys know that I was, do you guys, gals, guys, humans, lovers, people I fucking adore, did you all know this fun fact? I was in a Madonna video. I know. Who in the what now? I can't even. I really stop it, but go on. Let's hear. Okay, so there's a video called Deeper and Deeper, Deeper and Deeper. It was originally a Barry White song. Barry White originally recorded Deeper and Deeper sometime perhaps in the 70s. But Madonna, listen, Madonna is known for often, you know, maybe she does a cover, maybe she's original, whatever, it's Madonna. Deeper and Deeper was the video that I was in. And if you go and YouTube it, you kind of YouTube it, you kind of look in the YouTubes and you can see me. I'm dancing and I have a big floppy hat on, a big floppy hat and the tube topper. Do you remember the tube topper? It's just a tube for your top. It's I wish they'd bring them back. I feel like there's certain things that are trying to be a tube top, like certain things are trying to be a Corky. Do you know the Corkies? Trying to be a platform sneaker. That ain't cutting it, fucker. Anyway, Madonna's Deeper and Deeper, go and giggle it, and then watch for your pal Jess, because I am like a monster on there. And I gotta tell you what had happened was, so I was helping in the casting office. I was an assistant in the casting office, and the lady who I was working for, she was casting Madonna's video, and then she was like, hey, do you and your friend want to be in the video? And I was like, bitch, what? People are trying to get into this video. Like, you can't believe how many people are trying to get into this video that aren't, they're not. Security. So we got in it, me and my friend Micah. We were so excited, okay? Because, like, what? It was at the Roxbury Club. You remember the Roxbury? They did that. It was a Saturday Night Live sketch, and then they did the night at the Roxbury. That was the Roxbury Club. So before that cheese ball bullshit came out, Madonna was dating a guy called John Enos, and John Enos was part owner of the Roxbury Club. And the Roxbury on Sunset was like the fucking club. Like, if you were in Hollywood, or you were in Los Angeles, or you were visiting anything, you'd be like, can we go to Roxbury? Do you think we could get into Roxbury? Do I look all right? We're going to try to get into Roxbury. Like, it was one of those situations. So me and my friend were like, fuck yeah, let's go do a video there. Also, well, the video starts at 10 a.m. The bus, you know, the little van thingy comes and gets you, picks you up, you know, acting. It's very glamorous. And they come and get you. So we were like, okay, let's meet at my pad. So we meet at my pad early, do a bunch of lines of ecstasy, and then we're ready to shoot. We're ready to dance. Because we're like, if we have to dance all day, we got to prepare. Well, do we stretch? No. Do we do lines of ecstasy? Yes. Okay. So then they wardrobe us up. Tube top. Uh-oh. Here comes my boyfriend, you guys. I mean, I don't even know. They're like, he's so excited to see me. Like, he can't even wait like 3 more minutes for the show to be over. It's flattering. Anyway. We knew we'd have to dance all day, so we were like, let's do ecstasy. So we snorted a bunch of ecstasy, and we got there, and we were in these, you know, 70s outfits. And what was the best part about it is, usually when you do a music video, they play the same song over and over and over again. But for Madonna, she didn't want to hear that same song over and over. She wanted a whole disco hit, every disco song ever, and we all could just dance. And my friend Sean was the DJ in the video, and also DJing like Ring My Bell, Funky Town, you know, like all the goody good stuff. So we had the best time. I just want to say, Madonna, her skin is like milk. It's like milk, like cream. That's what it looks like. It looks like a lady made of cream. Speaking of cocaine, I would also, I'd really like to thank again my friend Katie for having me. She also had me at her show at QED. Please, if you're anywhere near Queens, go to QED and support that club. It's fantastic. Female owned, small business. Bow, 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 wow, wow. And I got to run after the bartending job that I have right now. I ran up and did and closed the show. And it felt so good to be on stage telling my jokes again. It's been a long time, you guys. You know, the play and then the work thing. And the work is at night and so the stand-up's at night and the whole thing. So a babe is tired. A bitch is tired. I was going to say a bitch. Now, I did get a little note from a couple of gals regarding the bitch conversation last week, and I just want to touch on it for a second, because I don't think I... The one thing I cannot speak on, a woman asked, do you think bitch is for women like the N-word is for black folks? And I said, I don't know. I can't really speak on that. I don't feel it is, because I don't feel like there's anything equal to that hate. I just don't. It's got a lot of weight to it. So, yeah, just to for the gals that wanted to know what I thought about that. I will end on this story, though. I you know how I love to give you a Subway story. Oh, and I watched a show this week. Oh, my fucking Lord have mercy. It's called Based on a True Story. And I'm not telling you streaming services anymore because we're on strike right now. And it's the only thing I can do to, you know, besides going to the picket line and besides signing all the stuff, I'm just not saying what channels these shows are on. But this show is so fucking great. Based on a true story. That's that. But let me tell you about the Subway. So I'm on my way up to Queens the other day, and there's a ton of track work as usual. The MTA is just some bullshit, you know, the Metropolitan Transit Service or Transit Authority over here. And for those of you not in Manhattan or the New York area, and so I'm kind of like futzing around, and I'm looking, I'm reading all these different signs, and this Indian woman comes over, a little older. She says to me, "Oh, are you lost? Are you okay?" And she's very sweet. And I go, "Oh, no, I'm not lost. I just hate, I'm kind of angry that there's all these signs and that's so much track work." I said, "But, you know, I don't want to waste my energy being angry. It takes so much more energy, and I have all these bags, and I still have a ways to go, so I'm just gonna go with how I have to go, you know." And she goes, "Oh, that's such a great attitude to have." And then we just started chatting, and then we got on the same train, and she says to me, "You know, I never talk to anyone on the train. I never ever talk to anyone, but you were something about you I wanted to talk to you." And I said, "Oh, thank you so much. That really makes me, I'm so flattered." And I'll back it up and say, when I called my friend Kate, or, you know, no one calls anymore, Jessica, for sure. When I texted my girlfriend and said, "Hey, do you need anything for the house? What can I bring?" She said, "No, I don't think I can bring, I don't think I need anything." And I wrote back, "Great, then I'll just bring my love." Right? Thought nothing of it. Bye-bye. But now I'm down here and I'm riding the train with this woman. And I said, "I really thank you so much for talking to me." I said, unlike you, I talk to everybody. I said, "I love talking to everybody and hearing everyone's story and where they're from and what they're up to." I said, "You just told me your 50-year wedding anniversary is coming up. You went and got a gift for your husband. You never talked to anyone on the subway before. We're having this fantastic talk. My name's Jessica. What's yours?" And she goes, "Oh, my name's Tara." And I said, "Tara? Like the goddess?" And she goes, "Oh, how do you know this?" And I was like, "Look, we were supposed to talk." And she goes, "No, but I tell you, I don't talk to anyone, not even on the plane." And I was like, "Well, I don't know if any of us should talk to each other on the plane. Like, let's leave each other alone. I mean, let's just be kind to one another, and then, you know, a little space. Don't be all nosy into people's shit unless they look lost, and then you approach it in a kind way, right?" So anyway, I do have another story about walking home in the rain, but I think I'm going to save that for next week. Ooh, it just got very dark. It's like the lights are... We're losing light, and I need to wrap the show. I need to wrap the film. Yeah, I'll leave the walk in the rain for next week. But what I will say is... Get Wood is brought to you by the Babes at Babel Studio. Are you kidding me? I know. If you would like, I'm wearing a hair accessory today that you can't even see, but I'm whooping it out so that you can. Look at that gorgeousness. Are you kidding me? That is like mermaid sparkle, blue, green gorgeousness. Hair is up and out off my neck and so helpful and delightful and comfortable of a barrette. So if you want to go to the Babel Studio, that's the and then Babe with an L Studio, and you can get on checkout 15% off if you use GetWood15 on your checkout. I know, it's spectacular. Trust. They have housewares, they have jewelry, they're killing it. And they have some really cute stuff that just dropped on Friday. So please go check that out. Also, I just set up a link tree, so it's so much easier for you all to see like shows coming up. You can send me money. Yeah, I've got my Venmo up there. I've got my TikTok and my Twitter if you're not following me on those platforms. And you wanna join me? Why don't you? And it's just so much easier. It's like one click and it's in my bio here on IG. And remember, like I always say, don't lick a pussy you don't like or suck a dick you don't like. Don't do anything you don't like. I hope my mouth hasn't been too dry for this. I feel like my mouth got a little drier as we went on. Even with the help from the Care Bear Thermos. I love you guys so much for watching. I love you for showing up with me every week. I love you for sending me your stories. I love you for sending me your comments. I appreciate it when you repost the show. I appreciate it when you review and do a few star, 5 stars on any of the iTunes or the Spotify or the Stitcher. Y'all, all that is for free. So a huge help. I love you so much. I'm sending you all the good stuff for the week. And I will see you next Tuesday. I know, it's silly. I love you so much. Bye. I know.